to check in this morning with Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch, get our weekly City Hall update on this last day of June, Mayor. Hard to believe.
It is hard to believe, but here we are.
Indeed.
Right into summer.
Yeah. From 0 to 100 here in the weather department, that's for sure. Probably.
We wait for it all winter, so I'm not complaining.
No, it's true, although this is going to be some dangerous heat, so folks certainly should take some precautions if they're susceptible to that, and be aware of your neighbors as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. And the key, you know, is stay hydrated.
Yes.
Especially for the elderly, stay hydrated.
Yep.
That's the key.
Absolutely. I know the Kennedy Center is no programming this week, but they are open as a cooling center just in case. So that's folks should be aware of that as well.
Sure.
Let's see. Speaking of events, lots going on this week, Mayor, for America 250, beginning Thursday, actually.
Yeah, there is a lot going on. Yeah, Thursday night, Hancock Adams Common. Should be a great night. Some good stuff. John McDonald, as you know, does a good job. You know, then it's, you know, you get the Maritime Festival, we get the Squanum Parade, the Marymount Parade, the Adams Shore flag raising, Natural Park Service has a slew of events. No, I don't want to hear anyone say there's nothing to do.
No, there is a plethora of things, that's for sure.
Indeed.
Wollaston Beaches is open. Lifeguards are on duty. Folks want to cool off that way as well. The city beaches, too, are open. So there is plenty.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And they're in good shape, too.
Yes, they look great, actually, after the cleaner, greener cleanup this year. They look fantastic.
And the water quality has been excellent. So
yeah.
That's a good thing.
According to Save the Harbor, Save the Bay, 91% of the time it's acceptable for swimming. So that's as high as it's ever been since the cleanup began 40 years ago.
Exactly.
Mayor, is there any update on the Eastern Nazarene College property to let folks know about?
Not really. I mean, we are looking at other options, you know, how can we keep it from falling into the hands of someone that might not do right by the neighborhood. So we're in touch with ENC, and we're looking at other options, but nothing more than that, Joe, at this point.
Okay. Have they had other offers, do you know?
They had told me at the time of the council vote that they had other offers behind us.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know any more than that.
Okay.
From whom and for what, you know?
Yes, yeah, okay. In terms of going forward, are you looking at maybe like a rezoning or something of that nature?
You know, we talked about the 55 and over, mm-hmm. Overlay district, I should say. You know, it is residential zoning, but, you know, if a Dover Amendment type organization went in there, then zoning doesn't matter. They can do essentially what they want under that protection. So that's one of the things that continues to concern me.
I see. Okay. You will keep us updated, I'm sure, as things progress.
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely, Joe.
Very good. Not too long ago, I know you were in the Quincy Center T station with the general manager of the MBTA. What's going on with that, Mayor?
Yeah, I think they needed a little, the organization needed a little kickstart. You know, we were in meetings and over the last couple of years on design and you know, a lot of back and forth where the transformer should go. Is there room to add another track for commuter rail, et cetera, et cetera. The general manager agreed with me. It's time to fish or cut bait and make those decisions, get the design finished up so we can get this thing moving. So the plan is still to move the bus operation to the Newport Ave or Bergen Parkway side, I should say. And then that opens up some development opportunities on the easterly side of the station, mm-hmm. between that and the Monroe Project's building. So feeling better about that. I've had conversations with Governor Healey about it as well. They have significant money for design and part of construction. They got to find a source for some additional funds for the whole job. You know, I reminded him and, you know, I showed him the whole downtown. We walked it and he was blown away by the amount of projects that are coming out of the ground. He's also quite impressed with the Hancock Adams Common, and of course, the two presidents and their wives buried right there. And that's kind of was the the my end of the argument. I said, point it to the church. We have two presidents and a wise buried there. Look at the station. Do you think this is fitting to them or for them? Okay. And he fully agreed. So, but as you know, he's had his hands full with the entire MBTA operation, and yeah. It's come a long way in a few years, no question about it. But, you know, still some challenges.
Yeah.
As we know, it went decades with, being neglected. They weren't putting the investment back into the system. So the breakdowns were often, and thankfully he's done a pretty remarkable job. He's got a history in the railroad business, and that makes all the difference in the world. It's one thing to be an administrator, it's another one to understand the whole railroad operation, how it works. So he's doing a good job, and I'm confident that he'll get this together at Quincy Center.
Yeah. Was there any kind of specific timeline played out to talk about that?
No, except that, we were going to stay in touch with his team.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone beyond just, I said to him it's frustrating because it felt like we're just running in place.
Mm.
But now I believe he's pushing it within the organization with the right people to advance it. So we'll stay on it.
Okay. Folks might forget he's also the acting transportation secretary for the entire Commonwealth, so he's got a lot on his plate.
Correct.
For sure.
And I'm on both boards, so I see him a lot.
Right.
So I know every time he looks at me now, he's seeing the Quincy Center station, so that's a good thing.
He's running the other way because he doesn't want to hear it again.
That's right.
Well, that's good to know that it's at least it has not been forgotten.
Yeah, and then, I've enjoyed my time. The MBTA board, I was appointed by the advisory board, which mm-hmm. is 176 members. And then from that, Governor Baker and then Governor Haley appointed me on the MassDOT board because two T board members also have to serve on the MassDOT board. It's worked out pretty well, yeah. And there's a lot of good people rowing in the right direction trying to get things right in the Commonwealth.
Was there any more discussion about the existing MBTA bus facility on Hancock Street?
It's supposed to be opening up the new one sometime in February.
Yes.
The deal we have is still that the state would take down the old bus barn and that the city and state together would then apply hopefully some federal grants and clean up the site, that whatever is necessary. And at this point, we'd probably just create a parking lot for the stadium right now and landscape it nicely until that time comes when we got the appropriate funding to do the facility that we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to raise some private money on that, but not nearly enough at this point. So we'll keep at that separately.
Okay, very good. Also, any update on plans for a grand opening ceremony for the new public safety complex?
My guess is it's probably going to be at the end of the summer, Joe.
Okay.
The building is now down. They're still sifting through the debris and removing the debris. Once that's done, the landscape operation will resume. The finishing construction of the wall, and then behind the wall, of course, the landscaping, the fill and the planting of the grass and the trees and shrubbery. And tough time of year for that. It's so
mm-hmm.
hot. But,
yeah.
But it looks like probably sometime in September, and we'll look to do that. But it... it's amazing just driving by there now without the building there. It just opens up that corridor. It's what a difference, what a change, in a good way.
So, yeah, folks have not been by. They really should. There'll be a dramatic difference from what you're used to, for sure.
Yeah, if you're coming off Southern Artery heading north mm-hmm. and you're going right onto C Street there, I mean, with the building gone, you really see and appreciate Mount Wallison Cemetery from that angle.
Yes.
And then, of course, if you're coming Coddington heading to C Street, you now can really appreciate the new public safety headquarters building. There's nothing blocking its view. It's especially at night, the way it's lit, really handsome.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of public safety, has there been any update on the new firefighter turnout gear? Has that arrived? Do you know yet in the city?
That's a good question.
Okay.
I know it was scheduled to arrive. But off the top of my head now, I don't recall.
Okay. Yeah, I can check with President Bowes about that, certainly. Yeah. And on that same topic, Mayor, have you thought about the reorganization of the Emergency Management Department at all?
Yeah, I mean, the we've been in touch with MEMER and FEMA. Mm-hmm. Both agencies are very concerned because this community is very susceptible with all our waterfront and coastal, and of course, with, you know, the emergency management is, it's not just when a storm happens, but it's the preparation part, work with police and fire. Mm-hmm. It's the monitoring the hazardous materials and locations in our city. It's the constant updating on the hazardous plans, meeting guidelines with MEMA and FEMA. But also, when we do have an event, it's emergency management that follows up the paperwork to get reimbursement. So there's a lot of responsibility there, and it's my intention to keep the position mm-hmm. in funding it a different way. The council can cut the funding, but they can't cut a position under our charter. So under the law, I'll be able to, I think, fund it through other sources. But I'm trying to get that resolved this week.
I see, yeah, because the new fiscal year begins tomorrow, so I was curious about
right.
that. So yeah. will Dave McCarthy still be the director?
Yes, he will.
Okay. Good. Mayor, I appreciate your time, as always.
My pleasure, Joe.
And
stay cool.
Yes, a very...
And happy 4th, everybody out there. Let's remember, we live in the land of Hancock and Adams. We should be proud. Happy 250th.
Same to you, and look for all the free events, and then the Tall Ships later in July as well. At least one of them is coming right here to Quincy, so it's quite
Absolutely.
A remarkable event. Yeah. Thanks again, Mayor.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, bye-bye.